You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday to you. Another nice day out there. When you step outside, folks, you're going to say the same thing we said yesterday. It smells like spring.
Not totally spring.
No. I want to say that there's snow coming.
Oh, there is?
Yeah, I think it's like 7 o'clock.
What's wrong? Hang on.
No, I'm not kidding you.
No. My hair.
Your hair? What hair?
I'm balding. I'm balding.
Yeah.
Am I? Am I balding?
John, everybody knows
but
that.
But am I?
Todd? He's thinning. Okay, there's his belt. He doesn't want to say anything. Okay.
Maybe it's my headphones.
Oh, sure. No, Johnny, I looked at the weather this morning.
I hate looking at myself in the
monitor. No, I guess it's not going to snow. I thought it's not that.
How does that look?
Little rain, maybe a few flurries.
Okay.
Just this morning, a little bit. Nothing on the ground.
Still, it's nice. I don't see any snow, like Brittany said. Winter, as I define it.
Hey, look at your intern over there. What's that crap on his chin? What is that? Where did that come from? What is that, intern boy?
Get the kid alone.
It's a little peach fuzz.
Look at you. He looks like a beatnik from like the 60s.
Kind of looks like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
Yeah,
right?
There you Shaggy go. From Scooby-Doo. Yeah, look at you. Wow, you're all grown up. Wow, chicks dig that? Are chicks digging that?
Oh, yeah.
So do you go to what's your client's name? Neo?
Yes.
How's he doing?
He's doing pretty good.
Do you go to his concerts?
I haven't been there
oh
since.
Oh my, that's a great, hey, that's a good rep, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But how did this thing go at Epic?
I heard it went pretty good.
Okay. Well, you were working? Why weren't you there as his manager, dude? You need to
dude,
set
you
your
gotta
priorities.
Do these things. It's your client.
It's priorities. And you got to work. You got to look at the crowd see their reaction and say, we got to do more of this next time.
Do you feel like a failure as a mentor?
He's not in my class anymore. He took one class from me. He took one class from me. So,
wow.
Right. Yeah, if he was, yeah.
Yeah.
Ryan, we'll talk off air about, you got to do a little.
Yeah. Shaving.
I have my class at TC. You know, I think I told you we. It's a business class, fundamentals.
Really?
Business.
You never mentioned that.
I know, but I want to say that we
or that you have a show on Sundays.
That,
go ahead.
Profit. And we.
All right.
That's what we learn is how to make money, which is why you're in business. But
how to market first, right?
Well, but the ultimate goal is to make money.
Well, yeah.
So after profit. No, this is my point before you interrupted me. After profit comes philanthropy. And so they're coming to the community shelter Sunday to serve a meal. Isn't that nice?
Who?
My students.
Yeah, you're not going to have a lot of people there, though.
Why?
Because they're going to be opening their cabins.
You know, I told that. Who did I tell that to yesterday?
That's one of the funniest stories of all time. I'm serious. You know what? Anytime somebody's like innocent doing something, it's funny.
It's funnier when, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not like somebody trying to be funny isn't funny, but what that person told you got to tell that story.
Okay, well, Ryan,
things that you think of something as you're driving along down the highway and you start laughing kind of just out of the blue. That's one of those stories.
Ryan, we have a tough time on weekends sometimes getting volunteers. I mean, we're really good during the week. And weekends in the winter, it's fine. Like, we have no problem getting people in. But in the summer, it gets a little bit more difficult because, you know, people do stuff in the summer here, especially in Green Bay. So we got a student group from, like, Ledgeview or...
DePere.
I guess it'd be DePere East. Kind of a hoity-toity school. I mean, it's not like in the hood where you grew up or I grew up, you know? And so there's kids in...
Yeah, because you know what? When I think of Roncalli Catholic School, I think of the hood.
Well, that's...
I just... Yeah, yeah. It's like, did you rebel by wearing, like, not your school colors one day or... Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah,
all right.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, maybe I would have been that kid. I don't know. Nah. But... So they're in volunteering.
Did they have Shetland ponies in the hood?
We're not getting off to a good start here. Todd, get me out of this. Let me just finish my story.
You brought yourself into this.
Anyway, so we had these kids come, and it was the 4th of July weekend, because it's really tough to get volunteers, and they came for lunch.
To serve the homeless.
So we made the meal. They kind of helped a little bit make the meal, but really they were more there to serve. So we're standing in line serving. You know, we got four people that serve. And our attendance was low. You know, we usually get 120, 125 people that come in. And I said, and it was like 70. I mean, it was low. I was like, wow, things are really, really slow today. I wonder what's going on. And this kid says, they're probably all up at their cottages.
The homeless. The homeless we didn't turn out for the meal because they were at their cottages.
I don't think so, but I just let it go.
I love that story so much. I love that story. That was just like the innocence of youth.
Yeah, it was there.
Yeah, well, the homeless aren't here for the meal because they're at their cottages. I love that.
That's where everybody is.
Yes.
No, not everybody, but... Anyway, that was...
Got a text here from Terry. Hope to see everybody tonight at St. Norbert to support Gary Gresh and the Green Knights.
Yeah, we were talking about that. And GB plays tomorrow at the Rush.
It was great having Gary's dad on yesterday.
Boy, that guy, you can just tell that he's the, whatever, the patriarch of that family. They're all so respectful, so humble.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, he was great. Brian says, somebody trying to be funny isn't funny. No need to tell me that, Brian. What is that? Where is that from?
I think that's one of those. Isn't that passive aggressive? Is he talking about us?
I think so.
I know. I think you guys said that, and now he's saying, yeah, I kind of understand where you're going with
that. Wow. That hurts. Wow, Brian.
6:12. Ouch. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. Have a good day so far. Raising the price of a bag of corn to feed the ducks at the wildlife sanctuary from $2 to $5? Really?
That's crazy.
So I was reading that this morning. They want to make a little bit more money. And they're also thinking that fewer people will buy it, so they feed less geese and ducks, so there'll be less out there to make a mess.
That's true. That part is true. But
the whole making money, you know, the stuff we do to make money in this city.
I hope you want to make money out there, charge admission. It's free.
I would be fine. You know, when I walked the other day in the back right behind us right here, because, you know, I do the Fox River Trail. It's just loaded with geese, like right around town here. And there's goose crap all over the place. That can't be healthy. You know, it's one of those things like when you get done walking, you have to take your shoes off and leave them outside.
Yeah.
They're just like, they're like rats with wings, aren't they? Geese, they're like rats with wings.
People like looking at them. No, I don't think so. Brian says,
no, I'm making fun of me. Okay. All right, Brian.
Okay, sure, Brian. A little late now.
Aren't they, though? They're disgusting.
No, they're not. There are too many.
What you know what they should do? DNR should have an open season on hunting geese within the city limits. They do that with deer.
They do.
They're a nuisance.
You got to get permission from
them. Well, I think they should do that. Geese season within the city limits of Green Bay.
They're really cute when they're born.
Yeah. As soon as they're adults... Boom. Gone. Shoot them.
I don't know. Are they that big of a nuisance? They get out of the way.
They spread disease?
Yeah, you don't know that. That's not true. I know that.
I've had diseases from them. I'm not even kidding. I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Did I tell you I got fined? Not fined. I got charged. Remember the day when my dentist appointment and my Achilles tendon and that whole thing, and they wouldn't let me, even though I was there at the exact time told me to come to the office.
You came to the office.
They had the door locked.
Right.
They said, we're in a team meeting. Right. Wait outside. And I couldn't stand because of my Achilles.
Yeah, and it was cold out, right?
It was terrible. Horrible. Yeah, windy. I had nothing to do. And I was a Uber. I had a Uber. Okay? Charged me $250.
For not coming in.
For being a no-show?
Mm-hmm. $250 I got charged, even though I was there 10 minutes before they even told me to be there. I was standing there at their office door at the allotted time they told me to be there. And I called them even. I said, I'm right outside. Could I just come in and sit down? And they didn't answer. They wouldn't answer. So I had to leave. You could talk to Mike, who's climbing Mount Kilimanjaro. Might be unavailable right now. He's on Mount Kilimanjaro, like literally, right?
Yeah, he is. He should be to the summit.
So they charged me $250 for missing my appointment.
Wow.
So I put in a phone call yesterday. I want to talk to the dentist personally. And I will go on the air for every day I'm on the radio. I will go on the air and rip that company for the rest of my lifetime if I have to pay $250, though I was standing at their door and they wouldn't let me in. Okay. They still charged me $250.
They didn't know all that. They're going to waive that. I mean, it's like that. Didn't you, the one time you got a ticket?
I left a phone message. I called them as I was standing looking at the, I was that far away from a chair to sit into, and they wouldn't let me in the door. At the time they told me to be there, I was there, and they charged me $250.
Wow. If they don't waive that, I'm on your team on that one.
Can we rip them every single day?
Well, I don't know about that, but we just...
Most days?
I think we have to point out... No,
let's pick out a day.
You know, we should switch that. We should have a customer service day every week, because there's a lot of good things going on, but there's a lot of, like, not so good. Like, your example...
Okay, can I just say something? I went to pick up my prescription again 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And you know what?
It was closed.
Closed for lunch.
And with
you can't stagger it. And here's these people. There's this one guy in a cane, had to be close to 90 years old, didn't know what to do. So I was going to give him my chair. I was doing that blood pressure thing, like the little chair. I was going to let him sit. As he's, you can't keep one person there to hand out the prescriptions.
Yeah.
You can't keep one person. You have to shut down the entire facility where these 90-year-old people are there in walkers waiting to get their meds to live for another 8 hours.
I don't think they're life. But
you never
know. Agree that.
Or are you a pharmacist all of a sudden? No, but I'm just saying,
there's probably four or five people working back there, three or four, and they could stagger it.
Yep.
That is
not a question. Customer service has gotten so horrific these days, it's mind-boggling.
Yeah, you take your lunch from, I think that when I saw that sign, I was like, wow, that's... Yep. They're in the retail business, and if you're in the retail business, you... And the other thing that when you look at a pharmacy, or that... Square footage in that building is the most profitable by far.
Oh, I believe it.
Way, way by far. Like, even when Shopko, remember when they opened up on Broadway? They had a store. Their sales were good, but he goes, look, we're not making it in pharmacy. We're going to close. That is where the money is. So why would you close? You're better off closing that whole store for 2 hours.
You can't keep one person behind the desk.
I don't know.
You can't stagger it at all.
Hey.
Okay.
You know where our intern works?
Where?
CVS.
Do you really?
We're kind of picking on your store a little bit, buddy.
Oh, no, I work at Walgreens.
Okay, does Walgreens close during the noon hour?
No.
No.
Okay.
I usually keep one or
two things I need.
They would get the award then.
I need a new dentist.
They'd get the shout out.
I will never go back to that dentist. I need a new dentist and I need a new pharmacy.
And you need $250.
I'm not paying it. Are you kidding me? They can take me to court. They can lock me up.
Yeah,
I don't care what they want to do to me. The odds that I'm going to pay them $250 when I was standing at their door trying to come in, and I get fined $250.
All right. We are going to shift gears, Johnny. So,
I'm a little bit agitated this morning. I got to be honest with you.
We'll fight. Let's talk about a good experience we had in the retail sector. We're going to be right back.
You got one?
I do. I'll find one.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Wednesday morning, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM, WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. 34 degrees in Green Bay, 36 in Appleton, 34 in Oshkosh. Nice day, forecast mostly cloudy, a little rain, but a high of 42. I'll take that. I'll take 40. I could live someplace, if it was going to be in the 40s every day of the year, I would live in that place. I'll take the 40s every day.
60s. 60s, 60, 68, 72. 72, that's why the San Diego laziest thermometer. You know, it's always, you know, within that 4 or 5 degree range.
I don't get this text. Pete Schwab, Newsbreak, didn't know who broke Evel Knievel's record.
This guy broke, he jumped 22 cars. Is Doug Danger?
They're still doing those things?
Yeah, Evel Knievel, that was, boy. And when he died, did you remember the headlines when he died? You guys remember reading that? Evel Knievel has finally died, because man, he had so many near death experiences.
Well, you know, my first
nuts.
Professional job was where?
Arizona.
Twin Falls, Idaho.
Oh, yeah.
What's the first thing the news director took me to do when I first came to Twin Falls, Idaho?
Was he jumping up there?
That's where he made that jump over the Snake River Canyon.
Well, that's what it was.
On that rocket?
Yeah. How'd that go?
Terrible. But the people hate it. Don't mention Evel Knievel in Twin Falls, Idaho. There's like very little memorial or anything. It's like all these bikers came in and destroyed the town.
Oh, yeah, right?
It was.
Oh, he had a draw.
It was like a bad thing. You know, you'd think that would be, hey, Twin Falls, Idaho, or Evel Knievel, you know, flew his rocket over the Snake River Canyon. I give him credit, though, man.
Oh, my God.
When you stand there and you're looking in that canyon and you're thinking, I'm going to do what? Right. It's like, oh, my God, are you crazy?
Yeah, and he was.
Oh.
Didn't his kid get into that, or was that his kid? Didn't he have a son? That was his kid that did that, or was that him?
Well, it was Evel that did the Snake River.
Okay.
I don't know if he did much after that. It seems like Robbie, because I remember I was out at Oneida Casino, and Robbie Knievel, I want to say it was a bunch of school buses.
Yeah, maybe.
He jumped over. Do you remember that? Like late 90s, early 2000s? Anybody remember? Was anybody at Oneida?
He jumped buses? That's pretty cool. Like, that kind of fits our, and that's out there right by Lamers.
I want to say it was a bunch of school buses.
Wow. But this record was broken. Isn't that cool? I didn't know that.
Like I said, I didn't know people were still doing that. I got a text here. The reason they close is because they most likely only have one pharmacist on duty, and they have to take a lunch break. The pharmacy can't be open if there's no pharmacist in the pharmacy. My girlfriend used to work at the Walmart pharmacy, Chris.
Well, Chris, I that's probably true, but that's not our fault that they only have one pharmacist. You know what I mean? Like, you probably have to get another one. And part-time, today, I think to get really good employees, you have to be super flexible. There might be a pharmacist who maybe she just wants to come in for 2 hours.
Wow. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I agree. I'm surprised they're doing that.
I'm just, at my age, I'm 127 years old, and I've never known pharmacies to be closed during the day anymore. You know what I'm saying? It's like normally a pharmacy, you need your medicine. I mean, with my stuff, it's critical.
You're not there getting.
I'm so close. If I don't take my cholesterol medicine, Jim,
they give it to you, John. First of all, you probably get a 90-day
supply. You
already
told me that yesterday. You scared me yesterday with what you told me.
Yeah, that's
about my cholesterol breaking off.
I did. I told you that plaque. I think you could do more.
That's what I mean. So as I'm sitting there waiting for the pharmacist to come back
with
your
90-day supply,
Cohiba or wherever. You know what I mean?
Cordoba.
Whatever it is. Got a text here. There is a shortage of pharmacists. That's the issue. Okay. Got another one here. I saw his son, Robbie, jump buses at the Oneida Casino parking lot.
That was.
What year was that? Help me out on this one, folks. Like 2000?
Wasn't 2003.
Why?
Because I was lucky that year. I would have gone.
Oh.
Because we had a great relationship with the Oneida. So if it was, then I was. That's cool. I mean, I would have gone to see that, right? I think that, did you go?
Yeah, I was there. Yeah, well, I covered it as a news story type
thing. I think
that would
be fun.
Yeah.
They really play it up, though. It's a really kind of
drama.
Well, you
know what? They play it up, and then it takes 3 seconds, and it's all over. <I know. laughs> It's literally one of those things if you, looked away. Did you see it?
Yeah.
Oh, do it again.
Did you, I'm just reading something here.
They jumped the buses because Lamers is out there, and because the buses can't move. Jim? Was that supposed to? I don't get it.
He said they jump buses out there because Lamers is out there. And the texter says, oh, they can't move the buses, Jim.
I see what you mean. They can't move them too far. Yeah.
Okay.
1998, according to Terry. Oh,
that makes sense. You know what?
Okay, thank you,
that's
Terry.
That is when it was. Did you see that guy who they hung over? Like in this huge, I don't know how far he was up, but right, it's a couple hundred feet, but at least 150 feet in the straitjacket, upside down.
Well, that's a Houdini type thing, wasn't it? Yeah.
Oh, man. I was
They're still doing
out.
Those things?
That guy was, I was like, oh my God, he is not going to make it. And he did. I don't know how he got. Anyway, it was just something that's just very exciting. And it was the 4th of July. It was one of the attractions for the 4th of July. And yeah, everybody's out there for the fireworks with their blankets and stuff. And then this guy puts on a show hanging in this straitjacket from this crane, and I don't know.
I don't get that stuff.
That guy was nuts.
You know, I remember, this could sound like, I'm not trying to talk about it. Okay, did you ever see the movie Argo? Mm-mm. Great movie. Ben Affleck. No, not Ben Affleck. Yeah, Ben Affleck, right?
I didn't see it.
Yeah, Ben Affleck. So anyway, Tehran, okay? Mm-hmm. What they were doing to people, when they had this is Ayatollah, this is 1979.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay. So I wouldn't mind, how do I put this? I was going to say, I wouldn't mind being executed. I'm saying, okay, if you got to be executed, all right, you accept the fate. It is what it is. You're going to be executed, okay? But you know how they were doing it? And I thought to myself, shoot me in the head. I don't care. They were taking, like, cranes, you know, construction cranes, and putting a noose around it and lifting them up slowly.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And it's like, I don't like heights, okay?
Yeah.
So it's like, can't you just do this quicker? And they had all these people watching as they go up, as they... It's like,
and they're just getting tighter. The noose is getting tighter. Wow, that's wow. Did you see? There's
got a thing here, William. Maybe you can mail order your pharmacy. That'd be better for you. Can you do that? Can you get drugs through the mail?
Big. It's actually cheaper, but I'm not sure you can get every drug through the mail.
Well, I got cholesterol and I got blood pressure.
No, that's you can get that through the mail. I think some of the other stuff that's a little bit more regulated. You can't. Like Ambien.
Well, I was good there. I might get one other one sometimes. We don't need to talk about that.
No, Viagra can get through the mail.
I didn't say that, Jim.
All right.
Why would you throw that out there?
He looked at me like, okay, whatever. I read you wrong.
Maybe it's a steroid for when I work out. You don't know.
Is it blue? All right. We're going to be right back.
Wow.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Shawano Police Department is asking residents to help them find missing 16-year-old Ayana Mendez. She was last seen February 16th when she left on her own accord, but she has been listed as a missing person. Based on information they've already received, police believe Mendez is somewhere in the Fox Valley area. Contact the Shawano Police Department if you have any information. A juvenile was taken into custody and charged with making terroristic threats yesterday after an alleged threat against Roncalli Middle School in Manitowoc via social media post. Manitowoc police were notified of the social media threat just after 6 a.m. Tuesday. Investigating officers identified the suspect and took him into custody. The suspect was placed in secure detention. No other information is available. As a measles outbreak continues to grow in Texas, health officials are warning that in Wisconsin, kids have one of the worst measles vaccination rates in the country. According to the Department of Health Services, only about 85% of Wisconsin kindergartners have gotten both doses of the measles vaccine. That's the second lowest percentage in the country, with Alaska as the only state ranked lower. Four Wisconsin counties did register slight increases in two-year-olds' measles vaccination rates in the 10-year DHS data. Brown County is one of them. Oshkosh police are warning residents of a recent uptick in vehicle break-ins. In a social media post, they say they're actively working to identify and apprehend the suspects involved, but they advise constant vigilance. They remind residents to never leave valuables in the car, take your keys, lock your vehicles, park in a well-lit area, and report any suspicious activity to the police. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Ready. While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody. A nice warm Wednesday, maybe some snow flurries, but we're going to be in good shape
by 9 o'clock. Intern now.
Yeah.
Wow. Intern, talk to us.
His name's Ryan.
I want to get what you have. I want 3 months to have the disease you have to lose 25
it's not
pounds.
A disease.
What's it called? An affliction?
No, it's just allergies.
Right. He's got allergies. He's got food allergies. Some of us have allergies to mold or to birch trees. He's got food allergies since he was two. And he's on a very, very restricted diet. And But look at the guy. You know, it's not
145 pounds. That's awesome. So you can't eat anything except oatmeal?
No, I can have other stuff, but I'm just allergic to dairy, eggs, tree nuts, and peanuts.
What okay. are tree nuts?
Nuts in a tree.
Tree nuts.
Yeah.
And peanuts.
So nuts are different if they grow from a tree or on the ground?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Neither. See, that's, like, we should have got right? that.
Like coconuts and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. Pineapple. You know what? I didn't
what
realize.
About, like,
somebody, we made a mistake one day. We were talking about pineapple trees. I was talking about something. Where, I didn't know. There are no pineapple trees. Did you know that? I could have sworn, like when I was in Hawaii or something, there were pineapple trees.
No.
They're not?
I don't know. No, I don't think that would look weird growing. Of course, coconuts grow up there.
Yeah. And bananas. But yeah. there's no such thing as a pineapple tree. I was talking one day something about pineapple trees. And somebody's like, I'm not sure where you were, Mino, but there's no such thing as pineapple trees.
So what, they grow on a vine?
I guess.
They grow in like a bush. There's a pineapple on one plant.
There's only one pineapple?
Per bush?
Wow, that's a lot of bushes.
I guess. Wow. No wonder they're so expensive. Because they're not cheap either, pineapples.
No, pineapples are cheap.
No, they're not
yes,
cheap.
Yes, they are.
Oh, my
okay, John,
God.
Okay, well, did you, how much is the
hey,
pineapple, John?
Can you give me a favor tomorrow? No. Bring me in half a dozen pineapples tomorrow.
I will. If you get the, if the price is right.
Okay, go ahead.
A pineapple, a regular pineapple with the little, like, green yeah. stuff on top. And,
yeah.
Okay, how much would that be?
$7.
Okay.
What?
All right. $3.
Depending on the size.
Nope. Average pineapple.
You don't know that.
John?
You can't throw that out there like a fact
no,
when
that,
you don't
you're
know
You're saying
it.
It's $7. Yes. I'm saying it's $3.
They've gone up because of the embargo and the tariff.
With Hawaii?
Yeah.
They're part of us.
Mm. They're canceling that out?
Okay, look at the... Oh, I didn't know that's how they grew.
Wow. You can grow them like a can. I'm going to start growing pineapples.
They're good
I'm
for
serious.
You.
They're the greatest thing ever for you.
Can you have pineapples, Ryan?
Ryan, do you eat pineapples?
Yes.
All right.
Oh, okay. You're in. Pineapples are closer to $3 than $7 by far.
And, I disagree.
But what's
Let's
the
make
bet?
A wager.
Yeah.
Let's bet on this.
Six pineapples.
$5 bet. Yes or no?
Okay, what's the... Who's closer?
Over under.
Yeah.
The price of a pineapple.
I'll stay $3.
Okay, you're saying $3 or under.
Yep.
I'm saying $3.50 or above.
No. You said seven.
But it's just over... You said
no,
the price
no, no.
is right. Over,
then I'm
is it
take,
higher or lower?
Nope. You said they're $7. I said they're $3. Get us a bet here, Todd.
I've got the answer because I went online and looked at Kroger's website. A fresh, ripe whole pineapple is $2.50 each.
You can't go by Kroger.
Kroger's awesome. Pick and save. That's a good store. What are they at Festival? Same price. Costco, same price.
These are. I was looking at them the other day, and I thought, man, it'd be good to buy a pineapple and take it home and peel it.
You gotta cut it. That's hard. They're hard to cut, though. I mean, that's because you gotta get all that. You gotta keep going to get all that little brown off. You take quite a bit off, I think.
But they're really, really good for you.
Oh, they're sweet.
They're fantastic
yeah.
for
yeah,
you.
They are.
So I'm going on this new pineapple diet.
Okay, let's go back to the $7. See, if he's wrong, he just moved on to something else.
But it's a size, Jim. They go by pounds. So you can get a
They don't. They don't go by pounds. No.
The store I go to. It's pineapple by the pound.
The Dollar Tree, yeah.
Whatever. I'm just telling you that's how it is because I'm trying to get...
$7. See, you should... I should have bet more.
We just got a text that says, I just woke up. I'm not ready for this high-stakes, high-intensity debate.
Okay. All right, we'll move on.
All right. I'm just saying, that's why I don't eat as much fruit as I should because fruit has gotten so expensive. Have you tried buying raspberries lately? $8 okay. for like a little thing of raspberries.
Yeah.
$8, a little plastic thing of raspberries. $8.
Yeah. You know, though, It's just got to throw that in the cart because it's
so
good
weird
because
I'm looking that up, too, and this says about $4, four or $5.
Well, you know what? I'm going to, Todd, do me a favor.
Yeah.
Just tell me where these, I'll go shop at those places.
Pick and Save.
I like Pick and Save. Ryan, you used to work at Pick and Save.
I did. That's
you baked my groceries.
Yeah, that's where I met you.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, I don't know. I'm being honest. I looked at raspberries the other day. Little plastic thing, $8.
Yeah, I can. I don't know.
I'm not going to say the store or anything like that. It's just that's why I've stopped eating so much fruit.
I got to be honest with you. When it comes to that kind of stuff,
yeah,
raspberries, cucumbers, I don't really look at the price because it's so good for me. I don't. I need that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I look at the price of potato chips and peanuts and stuff. But if I'm, no, I don't know about that. It's not like it's going to be competitive, right? I mean, it's not going to be like $20. But I don't know. I go in there pretty quick. I don't like Costco has that like refrigerated area. It's like a semicircle. I go through there pretty quick, and I just, if it's good, lettuce, peppers, cucumbers, I just kind of throw that in. Mushrooms. Mm-hmm. Because it's good for you.
I don't know, if I had a pension from the state of Wisconsin, maybe I would just throw stuff in my cart too.
That's not, I look at it, I don't know. I just think if it's.
So what do they do? Okay, when you go to some of these stores, yeah, and they got this seafood laid out, that looks fantastic.
Yeah, that's expensive.
You know, these shrimp
that's
and these
expensive.
That so within expensive. A few hours, that stuff's going to be spoiled, isn't it? What do they do with that?
I would love to know, because if
me
they
too,
would,
that's
if,
like the biggest mystery in the country.
If they would say,
what do they do with food?
If they would say, look, this is fresh, but like bread, tomorrow it's 50% off. I would buy it tomorrow.
Okay, I'm going to tell you something. When we used to come to Green Bay when I was a kid, and this was our big vacation, was coming to Green
right.
Bay, Shopko liquor, boom, first. Okay, Sears for school clothes.
Oh yeah,
second, third. You know what it was? And I think it's still there.
Is it a Hostess Bakery thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The day-old bread place. The Hostess place.
Hostess, yeah.
Oh, my God. My mom was in heaven in that store. Like, you can't believe. Do they still have that? I want to say it was on Military. Yeah, it was the day-old bread play or the Hostess play. The day, you know.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I don't think
it was on Military when I was a kid, and I think it might still be there.
Like that Wonder Bread? Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think. I don't know.
There is a Hostess Bakery outlet on Military Avenue.
There it is.
Wow.
Yes.
That has been there for a while.
Forever. I mean, I'm talking 1968. Going to that place.
Yeah, I don't.
They loved that place like you can't believe. Our freezer for the rest of the year was loaded with day-old Hostess products. We loved it. New segment, Produce Shopping with Jim.
Okay, no.
Yeah.
All right. It's good.
Don't worry. Trump is lowering the price of groceries day one of his
Day one of his stay away. I will
our
say,
texters
though,
are awesome.
I was telling you, though, you always come in and complain about your shopping spree.
I don't come in and
complain. No, your shopping spree. Right?
I just, I relate my experiences.
Okay, it's $32 for this per bag.
Another one, didn't you go to the Montgomery Wards on Oneida Street, John? I think so, but we had a Montgomery Wards. My brother worked for Montgomery Wards, so we could get anything we wanted kind of like from Montgomery
Whoever
Wards.
Whoever that texter is, I bought my first computer at Montgomery Wards.
Oh, really?
I did.
Monkey Wards, they used to call it.
I did.
Yeah.
And the guy was super nice to me. I said, look, you know, and nothing's really changed. That was, 35 years ago. I said, I know nothing about computers.
Nobody did.
I can still say, I can safely say that today.
Yeah, me too.
But he was super nice, hooked it up, and it was great. It was like magic to me, right? Because I didn't have that at home. So anyway, that was my little
Wasn't set. That, the, that was like, you're right. It was like magic.
It
when
was.
You turn it on, and I know people laugh now about the phone lines or whatever.
Yeah. Beep. It was great.
But it's like, what's this magic happening in my living room?
That, and then, you know, and I bought some software to write business plans, and it was just, you could do it all. You didn't have to leave. You know, you're a big library guy.
Did you try talking computer with people when you really didn't know computer? Well, I remember one time I was at a place. I go, I think I need a little bit more RAM. Like, what? Yeah. I need some more. Somebody told me I need more RAM.
Yeah. Yeah, see, there it is. That's exactly. That's the noise.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's so annoying. Oh,
that
God,
was, that's
back
it right
flashbacks.
There.
Oh, God, I hated that.
But it was magical then when it connected. But that's
okay,
exactly
enough.
It.
Wow. That is exactly.
That's awesome.
A bunch of that.
Oh, that's cool.
But anyway. So, yeah, Montgomery Wards, I remember that. Yeah, just, yeah. But now it's, what, cellular phones.
Is the Sears still exist?
No.
Because that was such a one. You could buy tools, Craftsman tools, or buy nice plaid pants for school, like 20 feet away from that. They had like everything.
They did.
I used to love that little plaza on Military.
Have you been there lately? There's a Starbucks there. Pick up their game.
Actually,
there's
a very nice Dollar Tree store there. I think it's the nicest Dollar Tree store in Green Bay, in that plaza. That's where I go.
Hmm.
What?
I'm not sure there's, we're talking about the same place. The right on the corner of Military and Mason?
Yeah. That was like the hub of Green Bay when
and
I
that
was
where Sears was.
Yeah.
And Big Lots. And those are
I don't know about that. Okay.
I don't know if there's a Dollar Tree there.
Well, okay. Well, I go there, so.
Okay. All right. I haven't been there.
I don't know.
There's a Starbucks. And
there's
they
a
just
Taco
go,
Bell on the corner. Right in the corner.
On Mason. Yeah. I've never been there, but there's a.
You haven't been there for a Chalupa when they have their specials?
They opened up another restaurant on. Anyway, that's.
I'm a big Taco Bell
Love
guy,
development, and they're transitioning to. Sears is gone, and they're up in the game. I didn't know Dollar Tree was there. That's
there's
good.
There's a very nice Dollar Tree
there. There is one there. I just
there
checked.
Is.
Yep.
Wow.
See, you know, I keep throwing out these things, and you dispute them.
I didn't really dispute. I said, John, I'm not aware of that. And I go there pretty often because I like that. I get my glasses at that American Glass. That's
oh, yeah,
on the
yeah,
corner.
Yeah.
And then I do. Is that pizza place still open? The
I don't know.
You buy it, and then you bake it at home?
I'm not a fan of that.
Oh, man. They have
I know.
Papa Murphy's? Is that what
yes.
you called?
I don't know if they're still around, but I haven't been there in a long time, obviously. But that's I like that place. Yeah, that's a cool area, and it's yeah, it's.
This could sound crazy. I don't know how to use an oven.
Wow. I don't know if that's really all that crazy. I mean,
no.
I'm
no.
glad he said it because
I don't understand the pre-cooking type thing or preheating. What's it called?
Preheating.
Preheating.
I was just turning it on and waiting until it gets up
but
to temperature.
But just hitting a button.
Yeah.
John, wow. Okay, we got to get back on track here. This could be, this
why?
Could be a whole.
This is a good show.
This could be the whole show. You don't know how to use
oh
an oven?
Oh, my God, it's Johnny. Well, no, not really. When they say preheat for a while, how long do you do that?
Till it beeps.
Mine doesn't beep.
No, I think it does.
Mine doesn't have a beep.
Turn the beeper on.
Happy birthday, Johnny Cash.
Man.
Oh, man. Back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Well, I left Kentucky back in '49 and went to Detroit working on assembly line. The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillacs.
Doesn't he have the greatest voice ever?
He does. He's sometimes I'd hang terrific. My head and cry, 'cause
always wanted me one that was long and black. Welcome back. Happy birthday, Johnny Cash. Man.
Yep.
You know what people are like? How come you didn't like Styx? How come you didn't like Journey? How come you didn't like... I hate 80s music. I hate 80s pop music with a passion. Okay? Because I listened to Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
That was my... go-to, no matter what, Johnny Cash, Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson, those kind of people. That was my wheelhouse. Yeah. I can't stand 80s music.
Yeah. He was here at Brown County Arena.
Johnny Cash?
I went and saw him.
Yeah.
With my music teacher.
I think I was here.
Brother Andrew.
It was like down the stretch for him. Kind of,
it was the
like
70s.
Sick? Oh, it was the 70s?
It was
I could have sworn he was here one time in Green Bay.
No.
In a more modern era.
I was in high school and Brother Andrew and I drove here and we went to see Johnny Cash. And
okay.
We also came and saw Shanana. Anyway, he was...
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Let me
we
get
can't
the
let
that
go.
On
just,
that
hang
one.
On. But that, Jim, just be quiet, please.
Yeah. You went and saw who?
Shanana.
Okay, continue.
Boom. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we did.
Talk
and Johnny
about
Cash.
Two very different
I can't
Johnny
think of
Cash.
Anybody going to see Shanana. Hey, although, what are you doing Saturday night? We're going to the hockey game. No, I can't. Why? What are you doing? Going to see Shanana.
And
who are you doing that with?
That was
a priest. But,
he's a Christian brother. He was a brother.
Whatever.
He was a brother. He's my band teacher.
Yeah.
But I think Cash, I would say he's 78, he was here. And it was great.
I'd love to see Johnny Cash.
Great. He got turns around.
You know who we need to get on here? Dennis from the Glam Band. Thrilled to hear that you hate 80s music, Johnny. I love the Glam Band.
Well, of course, yeah.
But I just wouldn't listen to
hit that
to,
backup
like...
thing again. Our favorite musician. Musician of the year. Plays 80s music, sells out, 4-hour concerts, high energy, the whole thing. And what about him, John?
I love 80s music. Yeah. When they play it.
They are good, yes.
They're right. Great. They're phenomenal, but they bring it. You know, they're
do.
They're entertainment. They
They're playing that. They're already booked for the NFL draft.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They are. And
at Stadium View?
Yep. And what's going to be, I'm not sure. I don't want to say where
so
they're
playing.
So
we got playing. Our boy Cheese Curd Nick and Dennis from the Glam Band at the Stadium
View. I'm not 100% sure they're at the Stadium View. I know they're booked.
We should have a stand.
We do. And I don't know that, I think the Glam Band is doing very well, but you know, you think of all the people there, they might say, we got to get these guys. You know what I mean? Like, there could be an opportunity for, right,
not even a question.
To get out of the very strong us, obviously in the Midwest.
I got to tell you guys this. So I went and saw Reggie from Caribbean Taste yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, are you kidding me?
He now has trucks that he will rent you to do your own thing. He's got trucks that are all set up. So if you guys want to do something.
Who does the cooking?
It's all your business, but you get to actually rent the truck, so you don't have to invest in it.
This is what he's talking about. We would rent the truck from him and do pasties.
I love this.
Like, he's renting the equipment's in there to heat it up, and I'm assuming we don't have to sell his.
Can you rent a weekend?
You do whatever you want.
Right.
You do whatever
you
want.
But you don't have to cook Jamaican food.
No,
right?
No. You can do
Haitian, whatever.
Yeah, no, you can do whatever you want.
Oh my God!
I just saw him yesterday, and he's got a bus out there now that's all ready to go.
I'm in.
I think I am, too. Does he have a deep fryer in there?
I don't know. You'd have to talk to him.
This is coming up. Front page of the paper.
I can never pronounce that word.
It's...
Paczynski? Paczynski?
No.
Puchki.
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 Yeah, Puchki.
Puchki Day approaches.
That's Holy Wednesday, right?
Guy was an altar boy for like 20
years. It's the start of Lent.
Okay. What did you call it?
Wednesday? What is it?
It's Good Friday.
Ash Wednesday, right?
Ash Wednesday.
Yeah, okay. Yes. Holy Wednesday. Anyway,
wow. I was so far off. There's a Holy Thursday.
There's Holy Thursday.
There's
Friday.
A Good Friday. Yeah, I couldn't
Holy Saturday,
think of what
Easter
Wednesday
Sunday.
Was.
Okay. But that's Holy Week, which is the week before Easter. This is 40 days, because that's how long.
No, it's the day it starts.
I know. That's 40 days before Easter, though.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what Ash Wednesday is.
Yeah, but I'm talking about, what is this?
The Puchkas.
Yeah, when is that?
Ash Wednesday.
It's not.
It's Fat Tuesday.
Shrove Tuesday.
Okay.
Yep.
People, New Orleans has their
Mardi Gras. Yeah.
Okay. So we could.
Yeah, it's like eat whatever you want that day.
Right.
And then, yeah.
And then you go into your fasting because Christ was in the desert for 40 days.
I fast for 40 days. I do. You know what I eat? I just forgot. This is a true story. I eat locusts. For 40 days. It's unbelievable. I wander throughout the UP.
Do you remember the priest?
I eat locusts and unleavened bread.
Okay. No, saltine crackers.
Yeah, no, saltine crackers. Yeah, right. And you know what I eat? I eat whoever made those horrible tasting things for the dog show.
Yeah, that would be it. I heard more feedback on that, which and then they're like, is that really true? I'm like, that is really, I was sitting right next to the guy. Yes, that's very true.
Okay, I've debated this for 2 days if I should mention something. Okay? I'm going to just say this. But I mean this in the most loving way possible with my mom. All right?
Yeah. Of course.
Child of the Depression.
Yep.
Don't even, because I think your mom would have been the same way.
They were. I know where you're going.
If you come home from school and your mom says she made Kool-Aid, that Kool-Aid did not taste that good.
No.
And why?
Sugar, right?
Exactly. If it's called for a cup of sugar, she put maybe half, maybe a third. When she would make cookies, same type of thing.
Yep.
She would hold back on the sugar. Okay.
Oh.
Those cookies that day, I didn't say anything at first because, like,
that reminded you when you were a kid.
Kind of tasted like my mom's cookies.
Oh, that's kind of heartwarming.
Yeah.
But that's why when people are like, it's like, no, it's just, that's the way my mom made her cookies.
That, you know what? I kind of like, there's something in that
story
I really
exactly
like.
The same.
They did. They look, yeah.
It's like eating my mom's cookies.
Yeah.
So I'm just.
All right.
So anyway.
But anyway, I want to get this food truck and make these.
I'm not even joking about this.
I was telling Todd. To get good Puchkis, I had to go to Appleton to that store and stand in line.
No, Pulaski!
Pulaski, but we're going to get a food truck and do it.
So we're not doing Polish food. I don't know anything about Polish food. Oh, come on.
We know a lot about a lot.
We got to be in our wheelhouse. Back after this.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.